Please be seated. This morning I was supposed to do the 8 o'clock sermon and I forgot. You might wish after I finish this I'd forgotten the Arthur's Diary as well. But I'll try to do my best, but I'm a bit stressed about it. So today we're talking about being commissioned. And as Reg rightly said, even though Easter is over, there's still important times ahead. So, as we've said, Easter is over. Lent fasting is over. And probably the Easter sweets and chocolates are over too. And the long-promised diet has definitely begun. The cross, put up temporarily outside churches or on hilltops, may still be there. But now, a silent reminder of what Easter was all about. Everyone's back to work and normal life is resuming. Children have returned or are returning to school, probably thinking about their next chocolate treat. Will it be their birthday or will they have to wait until Christmas? But Easter is the most important event in the Christian calendar. As we know, Jesus died for us. He was sacrificed so all our sins are forgiven. And on the third day, he rose from the death. And our faith revolves around this death and resurrection of Jesus. So are we like children waiting now till Christmas, the birth of our Saviour, when we can visually share Jesus again with the world? Absolutely not. Luke's passage this morning has a list of jobs for all us believers to do. Easter isn't over for us. So let's have a closer look at what Luke's commission is asking of us. Firstly, Luke calls us to be witnesses. Witnesses and witness statements are incredibly important. They provide information that determines the truth. And in this day and age of fake news, establishing the truth is essential. And as Christians, we must share evidence of the resurrection and not be a silent witness. Luke talks this morning about the evidence given by the disciples that Jesus had risen from the dead. He spoke with them, walked with them, even shared a meal with them. And he opened their minds to the scriptures so they could understand how Jesus had fulfilled the promises of the Old Testament. This was something they hadn't really understood before. The disciples' witness of the resurrected Jesus is absolutely amazing. But what is even more amazing is 2 centuries later, we too have met with this same resurrected Jesus. And our eyes have been opened to the love and joy of reading and studying his word. Every believer has a testimony, a witness statement they can share with others. It may have been through an Alpha course, belonging to a church family since birth, or having a life-changing encounter with Jesus. So our commission this morning begins with this testimony. Do not think it is not important. It is just as important as the disciples meeting with the risen Christ. Lots of Bible courses, including Alpha, suggest that we prepare our own witness statement, our testimony to share with others. And we all know how powerful testimonies are. When testimonies are told, spoken out in church or small groups, they speak to our spirit, confirming the risen Jesus and giving encouragement. So our first challenge today is, while we're having coffee, share your testimony with somebody you don't know. So secondly, as well as sharing witness statements, Luke asks that we proclaim repentance and forgiveness of sins in his name. he was taught, the disciples were told they would begin this in Jerusalem and it would spread out to all nations. Today, we know that the disciples and followers of Jesus are achieving this mission. At present time, it's estimated that there are 2.6 billion Christians, and by 2050, it will reach 3 billion. You might then say, well, the job's been done. No need to worry about us doing anything. But 3 million out of a predicted population of 9 million shows that there is still a lot of work to be done. Proclaiming repentance and forgiveness to all is our role and our job description as Christians too. Along with sharing our testimonies, we are being commissioned to proclaim this repentance and forgiveness in the name of Jesus. And these two specific actions are essential to our mission. We ourselves repented of our sin of not knowing Jesus in our lives, and Jesus forgave us. We are saved and have a new life in him. So our commission is to share this good news of Jesus with the world. Knowing Jesus is key, but Christians need to demonstrate the evidence of how repentance and forgiveness works. And I think in memory of Pope Francis, who said to the world so many times, if we do not learn to forgive one another, we will always be at war. As the Lord has forgiven you, you should forgive others too. So repentance and forgiveness, we know, are interrelated. Repentance recognizes that we did something wrong. There is genuine remorse and a desire to make amends. It frees us from the burden of sin and its consequences, giving us hope for a future. And forgiveness allows for the healing of wounds, the restoration of relationships. It reduces stress, anxiety, and depression. Our relationships and conflicts are restored, and an understanding and compassion is demonstrated. We learn to understand what it's like to walk in somebody else's shoes. There are so many Christian testimonies on forgiveness. Corrie ten Boom emphasised forgiveness, praying for those who had committed the atrocities of the Holocaust. Nelson Mandela, raised a Methodist Christian, demonstrated a powerful act of forgiveness when he was released from prison in 1990. Instead of seeking revenge, he worked hard to build a new South Africa. And Archbishop Desmond Tutu emphasised the importance of repenting and forgiveness as a path to healing and reconciliation. He advocated a four-step process, which is something we might like to consider. Admitting our wrongdoing, giving an honest account to all, asking for and granting forgiveness from others, and then working hard and renewing and making good of those relationships. It is hard work and not easy, but with Jesus' help, it can be done. His love, after all, conquers all. So Christians are born to be peacemakers, and peace doesn't mean apathy, but proactively working in the tools of the commission, sharing our testimonies and actively encouraging repentance, forgiveness, and modelling it in our own lives. It's absolutely essential. Repenting daily of the things we know we shouldn't have done and forgiving those who have hurt us needs to be a constant presence in our lives. Prayer is essential. Love is mandatory. And Luke says to go out to all nations. I don't know about you, but this feels very scary. And some Christians will be called to do that, but for the majority of us, it will be mission where we are now. Or as a very close friend said, bloom where you are planted. We are called to share Jesus in the home, with our spouses, our children, the workplace, schools, local communities, our voluntary work, even in our church life. Our commission is to be carried out everywhere, every day. We are not to be a silent witness. So thirdly, Luke tells the disciples to go home and wait for the Holy Spirit. And it is by the power of the Holy Spirit that we are all helped to complete this commission. We do not do Christ's work alone. The Holy Spirit is freely given to all believers. And Luke reminds us that Jesus is fulfilling more of the Old Testament as promised in John. I will pour out my Spirit on all of the people. Before the Holy Spirit, the disciples witnessed Jesus physically departing from earth and rising to heaven, completing his earthly mission and fulfilling those promises. Jesus returned to heaven so that he could leave his Holy Spirit to dwell in us, so that we can continue his work on earth and all nations. So when we meet and accept Jesus, we are given this Holy Spirit. It's this Holy Spirit that enables us to share our testimonies, to be evangelists, peacemakers, to be able to repent and forgive others. Whatever situation we find ourselves in, the Holy Spirit helps us to fulfill this commission with all who we meet. Today we may feel more of the Holy Spirit. We may feel we need an infilling. I know I certainly do. And perhaps the thought of the commission this morning makes us weary and stressed. The constant situation we find ourselves in of being a peacemaker or living in conflict or having anxiety is exhausting. Jesus does not leave us alone to do this. So as we finish, let us take a few minutes in quiet prayer and to ask Jesus to come and give us more of his Holy Spirit. We thank you, Jesus, for answering our prayer and giving us more of you. Send us out renewed in our commission and give us peace, not to fear, belief, not to doubt, and sharing, not our silence. Amen.